Hello again, Nigel Ogden here, and another month has flown by since my last programme, so time for me to delve into the archives once again. And as always, I hope I've managed to come up with something to keep you entertained during the next half hour or so. Now, back in the early 1990s, some of you may remember that in addition to The Organist Entertains, there was another organ programme on Radio 2 each week. It was called At the Console and was broadcast between 4:45 and 5 p.m. on Saturday afternoons. Well, mainly these consisted of music specifically recorded for those programmes, but I did manage to include an occasional archive edition featuring recordings made by organists who were no longer with us. Well, especially recorded ones are now archive programmes in their own right, and sadly the two players we're about to hear are themselves no longer with us. First on the list this evening is Alec Leader. Now, unfortunately, there are very few recordings of this first-rate musician. He had a very original and innovative style and was a thoughtful and always extremely careful arranger of the music he played. Amongst other things, he was one of the regular team of organists who used to entertain the patrons of the Plough Inn at Great Mundon, a small village in the depths of the Hertfordshire countryside. The three-manual Compton was originally installed in the Gaumont Finchley, North London, and for many years the Plough was something of a magnet for organ fans, as it not only provided the opportunity for live theatre organ music, but plenty of good food and drink as well. And I suspect there are quite a few of us still around who have experienced wonderful evenings at the Plough and not been able to remember a huge amount about them the following morning. Well, for the next 14 minutes or so, sit back and enjoy music from My Fair Lady, as stylishly arranged and played by Alec Leader at the Compton Organ of the Plough Inn, Great Mundon, as broadcast on one of Radio 2's At the Console programmes on the 24th of November 1990. Alec Leader's arrangement of music from My Fair Lady played on the Plough Great Munden Compton. Well, the following week's Saturday afternoon at the Console programme featured that superb and extremely versatile musician William Davis, who was, of course, closely associated with the BBC for so many years, not only as pianist and, when required, organist for Friday Night's Music Night, but on so many other programmes as well, either as a solo performer or with various instrumental ensembles. He had a fabulous technique and was adept at playing virtually any style of music, and my predecessor Robin Richmond once said that he was sure Bill Davis could sight-read any piece of music, even if it was placed in front of him upside down. Well, we're about to hear the maestro at the four-manual console of what was, at the time, the Concert Hall Compton in Broadcasting House. And as I mentioned a few weeks ago, it's so sad that all the pipework for this superb instrument is still in situ in what is now known as the Radio Theatre, but no way of getting it to play since the removal of the console. Well, here are organ and organist in fine form on the 1st of December 1990 to provide a musical floral arrangement. The first three are The Daffodil Dance, Marigold and Narcissus, and I'll tell you the others at the end of the programme. So, let's join William Davis at the BBC Concert Hall Compton. Thank you. bit of musical Floribunda from William Davis at the BBC Concert Hall Compton on the 1st of December 1990. And the last couple of items were To a Wild Rose and Lilacs in the Rain. Well, I hope you've enjoyed those two At the Console programmes from almost 30 years ago. A couple of great players and instruments we can sadly hear no longer. Thanks for your company. I'll look forward to being back with you next month. But for now, this is Nigel Ogden saying all the best and bye-bye.